Restoring Colorado's Collections, The Art of Eugene George Standing Bear, by Lee Jeremias, published on October 31st, 2019, Colorado Virtual Library. This guest post was written by Bethany Williams, Collections Access Coordinator, History Colorado. Content from Between Two Worlds, The Life and Art of Eugene Standing Bear, Colorado Heritage, September-October 2014, by Alyssa D. Giacomo, Director of Curatorial Services. History Colorado is pleased to share the incredible artwork of Eugene George Standing Bear, 1906 to 1980, via the Plains to Peaks Collective, including increasing discoverability of his work through the Digital Public Library of America, the DPLA. A self-taught artist, Eugene Standing Bear began drawing in his youth. Pen and paper in hand, he sketched at his mother's side while she did beadwork. Standing Bear also painted, sang, acted, and danced. These art forms kept him connected to his American Indian heritage, and they reflected his life experiences, the joyful and the sorrowful. Born in 1906, Eugene Standing Bear was the son of a Sioux chief, Luther Standing Bear, 1868 to 1939, and Laura Cloud Shield. An Ogallala Sioux, he grew up on the reservation at Pine Ridge, South Dakota. In his youth, he traveled with his parents in the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show and in the Miller Brothers 101 Ranch Show. He went on to work as a barnstormer, mechanical engineer with the U.S. Navy in Puget Sound Naval Area, miner, cab driver, and musician. He even worked in Hollywood, including acting as a medicine man in Grizzly Adams. Standing Bear eventually settled in Rogan-Keensburg, Colorado, where he met Jennifer Okada, the collection's donor. In 2014, History Colorado received more than 300 drawings by Standing Bear, a gift to Jennifer Okada from the artist in the 1970s. Among the drawings is one that clearly speaks to Standing Bear's life in two worlds. In the drawing, Standing Bear divides himself in two. Half of him wears traditional clothing and is surrounded by images reflecting his life as a Sioux Indian, while half of him wears an Anglo man suit, with images of his experiences outside the reservation. Even without knowing the details of Standing Bear's life, the viewer can see that his identity was shaped by two very different cultures. Almost 40 years after his death, Eugene Standing Bear's dream of being recognized as an artist has come full circle. Connected to his life experiences, from the peak of happiness to the depths of despair, his writings, dance, music, and visual art have done what he desired them to do: provide a better understanding of him as an individual, preserved his American Indian heritage, taught younger generations the value of respect for others who may come from different backgrounds, and served as a reminder that people, even from different cultures, traditions, and religions, can learn something from each other if, despite their differences, they are willing. Read more about Eugene Standing Bear's life and art in Between Two Worlds, The Life and Art of Eugene Standing Bear, Colorado Heritage, September-October 2014. Alyssa D. Giacomo. The Plains to Peaks Collective is growing a collection of historic digital objects, including photographs, artifacts, artwork, manuscripts, and oral histories from cultural heritage institutions in Colorado and Wyoming. These items are shared with the Digital Public Library of America, a free online resource of historic collections found throughout the United States. We encourage you to explore, discover, and learn from our vast and diverse shared history.